You are listening to Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast, where learning Thai is as easy as peeling a banana. Hi guys, สวัสดีค่ะทุกคน Welcome back to the Learn Thai Glue Glue podcast, where you will learn simple and easy Thai with me.ครูสมุก your Thai teacher from Banana Thai Language School Yay! How are you doing? เป็นยังไงกันบ้างคะทุกคน From the last episode that you already learned how to improve your Thai pronunciation with the 10 basic Thai words We still in this topic of the Thai pronunciation Because this episode, I will teach you the ending consonant sounds How to pronounce the ending consonant sound correctlyAfter the previous episode, there are a lot of inquiries and comments to request to teach more in detail about the ending consonant sounds because, yes, many people realize that they've been pronouncing words wrong, especially with the ending consonant sound. So why not? Let's do it in this episode.Before we get started, ค่ะ, if you want to learn and if you want to improve your Thai pronunciation to build confidence in speaking Thai, please feel free to check out my newest course, Thai Pronunciation Series, on my website, www.bananathaischool.com. All right, let's get started with the ending consonant sounds. One of the common mistakes that Thai learners or foreigners do when they pronounce Thai words is that they release every sound when they speak, which is I understand because in English, when you speak a word, you have to pronounce all consonant sound. I mean, except those words with exceptions that you skip some sound. For example, let's say the word snake.Snake. You see? Snake. The ending consonant sound, you have to say snake. While Thai people, if they pronounce this word, it would sound more like snake. Snake. You see, the ending sound is short, is short, cut, and unreleased. So you don't really have like snake. You don't say k. Just snake. Snake.And then the word is cut, the sound is cut. So this is the nature of the Thai pronunciation that for some words, you unrelease the ending consonant sound. So the question is when to unrelease and when to release? Well, there are two types of ending consonant sound in Thai language. The first type we call it stop sound because the sound stop and unreleased. There are three sound in total. First one, the sound end with bobemai or p sound. For example, in English, the sound that end with p sound would be more like, let's say, pop, pop.A pop, right? Like a place to drink. Today, let's go to a pop. So you say pop. You still have the p at the end. But for Thai people, we just say pop. Pop. No p. So that's why the words that end with p or b sound has unreleased final consonant sound. For the Thai word, for example, the word top.To like, you don't say shop, you say shop and close your mouth. Keep your mouth shut in order to prevent you pronouncing the ending consonant sound. Shop, the word krap, which mean, you know, the ending word that make the sentence more polite. Many foreigners or students say crap, crap. No, don't do that.Don't release the ending sound, P sound. Krap, close your mouth and your nose, your throat. Krap, this is the first sound of the stop sound, P sound. Next stop sound is T sound. For example, the word tit from rot tit. Well, you can do these two words, rot and tit. Start from the word rot first, let's say. Rot means car. So rotรอเรือ and ทอถุงนะ has dodic ending sound it's unreleased but the example of the mispronounced word is rot because when they write it in English, it's R-O-T. So many people just pronounce it in the English way like rot, rot, which is wrong. You have to, you know, how do you say, unrelease the final sound. So you say rot. Try to close your throat and hold your breath. No air coming out of your mouth and your nose. Rot. Rot means car. The word tit. Tit. Not tit. Tit. Means stuck or attached or stick. So rot tit. Rot tit means the car stuck or basically traffic jam. Rotit. So this is an example of the stop sound, T sound, dodic sound. Now come to the last one of the stop sound. The K sound or gogai sound, ending sound. For example, the word mag, mag, which means very. Many foreigners or Thai students say mag, mag, with K sound, which is wrong. It has to be unreleased. So you say mag. You slowly close your jaw and close your throat. Mag, 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 very. Shop mag. I like it a lot. Di mag. Very good, very good. So, see, these are the three stop sounds that are not released when pronouncing ascending consonant. P sound, T sound, and K sound. The second group of the ending consonant sound, we call it sonorant or release sound. It's a sound that keeps going because it's come out of the nose or mouth. For example, first one. N no nu sound. See? The sound come out of the nose and can keep going as long as your breath can go, right? Like the word ngan. Ngan. See? It can go on as long as you wish. Or next one come. M mama sound. Like the word nam. Nam, this can go on, but you don't really pronounce it that long. Just nam, nam, which means water. Or ng sound, ng sound. For example, the word, let's say, king in English, right? King. Can go on as long as your breath go. In Thai, for example, the word long, long, long means to try, ending with ng ng sound. The sound can go on. Then we have the last two, which are like, we call it like the sound that come out of the mouth shape, from the mouth shape, like W sound. Ooh, like W, like the word dao, dao. The sound go through the mouth, no? Or like last one, yi sound, y sound. For example, the word kui. See, it can just keep going. So these five ending, you know, consonant sound, we call it sonorant or release because the sound kind of release. But the point of this, of learning ending consonant sound, I'm not worried about the sonorant sound for you because you have it in English. But the one that you don't have is the stop sound. P sound, K sound, and T sound. You make sure that you close your throat and hold your breath. So let's do a bit of exercises for your ear. Let's try to differentiate, you know, the three stop sound. I know it's really challenging for foreigners to, you know, how do you say, differentiate the sound of the stop sound with the ending consonant sound that's unreleased because they sound quite similar. But let me show you first. So if I pronounce C like cha, cha, this is without ending consonant sound, just cha shang and sala o, cha, cha sound. This is without ending consonant sound. Listen again. Cha. Now with bobe mai or P sound. Cha. 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 All right. Now with K or go gai. Cha. Cha. And last one with dodic or T sound. Cha. Cha. Listen again. Bobe mai, go kai, do dik. P, K, and T. Listen, Shop. 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 Do you hear differences? You might not be able to hear it for the first time because your ears are not yet trained enough, no? But keep going, keep going. Next one, let's try ra sound. Ra without ending consonant sound. Ra. Now with P sound. Rap. Now with K sound. Rak. And now with the ending T sound. Rat. Listen again. Ra. Rap. Rak. Rat. You hear the differences from no ending consonant sound? Ra. Bobe mai consonant sound. Rap. Gokai consonant sound. Rak. And last one. Dodic ending consonant sound. Rat. Let's do one more. Lu. Lu. Without ending consonant sound. Lup. Bobe mai sound. Lut. Dodic sound. Luk. Gokai sound for the ending consonant. I know it's really, really hard to hear, but let's keep going. In my Thai pronunciation series course, I also have a lot of drills and exercises for you to train your ears and also your pronunciation as well. Feel free to check it out. So, I'm going to give you some words, and I want you to define the ending consonant sound, whether it's gokai, K sound, bobe mai, P sound, or dodic. T sound. Are you ready? Let's get started. Ma, ma, gokai K sound. Next one. Rak, rak, gokai K sound. Next one. Rot, rot. Dodic D sound or T sound. Next one. Tit. Tit. With dodic T sound. Next one ka. Kit. Kit. Dodic T sound. Next one ka. Reep. Reep. Bobe mai P sound. Next one ka. Pet. Pet. Dodic T sound. Next one ka. Sip. Sip. Bobe mai P sound. And last one ka. Pop. Pop, pop, bobe mai, P sound. Yeah, I know. How was it? Is it challenging? I believe it is challenging. And that's why it's also very important to really learn and practice these ending consonant sound, especially the stop or unreleased ending consonant sound. P, T, and K. All right. If you have any question, feel free to write me at krusmuk, krusmuk, at gmail, sorry, at bananathighschool.com. Well, I forgot my email already. Yes, crewsmoke@bananathighschool.com. Feel free to write me there. I'm happy to get back to your inquiry and your question. That's it for today, Naha, for the Thai pronunciation one-on-one on the ending consonant sound. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to like and share it to your friend if you still, you know any friends that pronounce Thai words wrong, especially for the ending consonant sound. I hope you enjoyed this and see you later or see you in the Thai pronunciation course on my website www.bananathaischool.com. ขอบคุณนะคะขอให้สนุกนะแล้วเจอกันค่ะ